It is wonderful day today, 8B at the bottom.
Is that like Jewish related, or you were inspired, or where did that come from?
Because it came from the fact that I was reminded of certain Shlichei Tzibur in Unzer Shul, who like to look at the clock while they wait to start, so we should start exactly at 00, which I think is a tremendous mishagas. It doesn't show any covet.
You don't have any German blood.
It doesn't show any covet for those of us who come late. Okay? All right. So we're on the bottom of Chesam and Beis, as we're about to learn Daf Tes today in Demai.
Okay.
So let's see here. These are exemptions to Demai. So Yayin Lemuryas. If you have wine for fish sauce, or lalontis, this is a certain thing which you use for medicinal purposes. Kidney is lasetion tkinim, or beans to make ground beans out of it, to make some kind of a flour out of it. Chayavim and Demai, those are all chayavim and Demai. Why? Because even though when I bought it, my intention was to be aravit, to make it into a taruvus of other things which are not necessarily for eichel. Some of them are for medicine, or they would be completely bottle. And if it would be we're going to see in a second. So nonetheless, since you're buying the raw material be'en, so therefore you're not potter from the mai. You're chayav in the mai. Of course, you came levadai, and surely if it's a vadai, if the guy told you that it's tevel, he never took any meisers, for sure you're going to have to take meiser off it then. But hein atzmon, but if you buy the mixture, you buy the aluntis, you buy ready-made murias, okay, fish sauce, aluntis, so then turmin ademai, that's pater, because at that point, it's already bitarubas, okay? So this is... He says these are additions to the Mishnah. Okay. Man on Kayom. So now we're going to ask a question according to...
So as a general rule, all taruvus are
pater? As a general rule, all taruvus of regular oichel, is it pater? Is that your question? I don't know about that. Do we have a duma in the Mishnah? Let me go back to the Mishnah for a second and just take a peek at it. Does it say Meduma there? It said there is on the Zion Omer Aleph at the top. It does say HaMeduma. Amar Shinafalo Sashal Truma Lepachas Mimei Chulin V'nas HaKol Meduma. And then he's giving it to the Kohen. That's a little different.
Yeah, that's not
that's different. That's different. Oh, hey. Yes, that's different. So that meduma is a special reason. But if you have meduma, if you have a demai that gets mixed up in chulin, I don't think
24.
It's 24. What's 24?
According to some, the exemption of mixtures with fragrant oil, it says it's a mixture. It's exempt.
Yeah. So that fragrant oil means all mixtures? Mm. See, that mixture, that fragrant oil, it's not used for an oichel. But so I'm asking if it's in the medicinal part. But if it's not, medicinal and it's going to actually be eaten and it's mixed, I don't want to say right now. I'd rather not say. I'll lean that or I'll look it up. So the Gemara asked a question. Manakim, what are we talking about? We're on Tesam Ralph. In Karebi, if it's coming out to Rabbi Yehuda with a Mayu Chayom, then even if it's the Mai, we're talking about wine with the fish sauce, okay? And we're going to say who this Rebbe is in just a second. Ikarab Elazar Reb Shimon, if it's like Elazar Reb Shimon, then Afilu Bavani Yubtoni should always be Pater. So the, let's see, we're going to do it inside. So let's go to the fourth line of Mara Folda, okay? Yayin Truma Lemurias. You see the fourth line?
Mm-hmm.
So it's in the last parak of Trumas Halach Aleph. Yayin Truma Lemurias, Rabbi Mater, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Eiser. Okay, so The issue is, can I put wine into this sauce? The issue is the way he says it in the English, it either, you could say it's not for its flavor, but it's to get rid of the odor, to give it a better smell, so it's not really there for eichel, or perhaps it is there for eichel, and it's giving tom. So that's what they're arguing about. So according to Rav Shimon, you can't add truma wine to fish sauce, because it's not for its flavor, it's to neutralize the unsavory odor. So that would be considered wasting. You're actually being mashkas, the wine, which you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to destroy truma. You can't destroy truma. You have a shmira. It's part of the kedushas truma. Mashenkin Rebbe, he holds, you're allowed to add truma. Why? Because its intention is to add it to enhance the flavor. So therefore, that's considered normal use. Okay, so we have, okay, so one more time. So Rebbe holds it's normal use. And Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon holds, it's called hashkasa, it's like it's not here anymore. So the Gemara is asking a question like this. So if when you add, we just said that if it's for meduma, you're potter, but if it's for vada, you're chayef. So the question is, what's going on? Who you hold like? If you hold that it's considered food, so it should be chayef across the board, even meduma, even demai. And if you hold that it's like it's not here, so it should be potter even by vadai. That's the question. Does that make sense? So the Gemara says Ella Karebi. The Gemara ends up saying a simple answer. It's like Rebbe, who normally holds it's not bottle, but over here it's this anan amrin bekalon shavahei kilo b'dmai. This is a special kula by d'mai, and therefore it's just another kula, and even though normally it would be considered a food, but the mayan they make them. It doesn't give a reason for it. There's some footnotes here about.
In the second line on the second paragraph,
yeah. It
says, the mayan decree with no state regarding mixtures.
Let's look at that, what you're saying. Number two, the wine is not nullified. Is therefore subject to maestris. Nevertheless, the wine is exempt from demai because, not because it's bottle, but because of demai, the gzeira was never said regarding mixtures, i.e., dam ha'aretz is produce with foods that are not subject to maestris. I'm not sure what that means. Dam ha'aretz is produce with foods that are not subject to maestris. In other words, with fish. Right, so he's mixing with fish. So fish is not chayav ha'maisrus. So therefore, if it's demai mixed with meat and fish, so that would not be subject to the gzera of demai. Mashenkin, if he would mix it with grain, obviously that would be. So maybe that's the answer to your question about mixtures. What? Maybe that's the answer. Okay?
Is that because the fish is the ikker and this is just a little bit of it?
Maybe. Could be. Yep. I'm not 100% sure. Yeah. Yayin lekilor. What about this? This is a type of medicine for your eye. He translates it calirium. Whatever it is. It says in 3 that it's a medicinal eye salve used in ancient times. So, kemach lasais melugma, or flour, which is used also for some sort of a plaster. So, p'torim and adamai. These are parts from demai. But there are chayev if it's definite tevel. So the Gemara says, "Hein asmum torim havadai." The thing itself, again, like I said, if you go and you buy, let's say it's plaster, or you buy the calirium, you buy it in your drugstore. So those are for sure potter from, even if it's vadai, even if it was tevel originally, okay. So this is a little funny, you know. Just think about this. We just said by yayin. Just go back a second. The previous page we said yayin la luntis, and 19 said luntis was. Oh, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I said a luntis was a medicine. That's not right. A luntis is a beverage made of wine, water, and balsam oil. I made a mistake. That's a big mistake. That's why I was learning this. I had a big kasha. I thought it was a stira. Okay, so let me correct what I said before. Yayin lamurius, that's fish sauce. And yayin laluntis, that's also a drink. Okay, so I made a mistake before. And those are going to be chayiv in demai. when you're buying them, you know, in the raw materials for that purpose. But if you buy the aluntis, you're potter. Okay. Now over here, it's yayin lekilar. This is already not for food. This is for medicine. Kamach lasais meluga is on for medicine. So again, you're potter from the mai. You're chayv if it's vadai. And hey, nashman is for minhavadai if it's mixed up. Because it's no longer an eichel, obviously, right? Once it's mixed in, it's exempt from tithes. These we'll explain further below, okay? Now, hocha at omar p'torim min havadai. When it comes to these items of the collyrium and the plaster, you're putter if it's vadai, even if it's vadai. Of a hocha at omar, but here, when it comes to fish sauce and the ground beans, you said p'torim min hadamai. You're part of from the mai, but if it would be vadai, then you would be chayev. So the more wants to know what's the difference. I mean, one's food and one's not food. That's one difference, right? So that's really kind of what the answer is, right? Fish sauce and ground beans is food, so that's why they be chayev vadai. So the more says kanal gav. Gufo hu batal. Case of fish sauce, and then the wine is batal only upon entering your body. It means when it's consumed. When you eat it, that's when it becomes batal. But until then, it's very very clear. You judge it now in its state of taruvus. The khan, but in the case of the collyrium and the medicinal plaster, so then, kimishu noisne hu batal. As soon as you create those mixtures, as soon as you make those, behind the counter in the pharmacy, so now already, they're bottle already. So that's why you don't have to, one is bottle only when it enters your body. I'm not sure why they use that lotion. They just simply say it's an oichel. Okay. But Tony, Kilo Shal Avadazar, I think we might ask a question, what about Avadazar? There it says, what? Collyrium is asar if it's made of Avadazar, and according to what we're saying, it's asar v'anayi, it's asar, you can't have any benefit. So, in other words, you had yayin, which was yayin nesach from Avodah Zarah, which is also b'hanah, and you mixed that yayin nesach into the collyrium, and so that you can't buy over the counter, right? That's asur. Why is that asur? Why don't you say that it's completely nisbatal from being an eichel, and since it's nisbatal from being an eichel, so it's like it's not here, kind of like. That seems to be the question. So the Gemara answer is Shan Yehi, and it's different. Why? Because Nechsev Le'yibach Miyarchav Mu'umah Menacherim, there's a pasuk in Avodah Zarah that says you can't have any Hanah whatsoever from Avodah Zarah at all, so therefore even a small amount of Mu'umah, a small amount of Hanah is also awesome. This is the famous pasuk that's used by, the Ranam Psachim. Remember the Ranam Psachim? Learns out from this pasuk that of Israel Darayas and the Avodah Zarah is Yechayev to be Moisa Nefesh. Ron brings a raya from the Gemara. The Gemara says, B'chol Misra Paim, Chutz Min Atzi Asher, that you can get refuah from anything except for if it's the Asherah tree, which is Avodah Zarah. The Gemara, so the Ron says, what Avera are you being over if you're Nene from the Asherah tree? You're only over Lo Yidbak B'yarcham Mum Menacherim. That's the, you're not over Ovid Avodah Zarah. You're only being Nene from it. So the Ron brings a raya that's considered Avas Raya Davar Nazara, and you will have to invite an effort for that too. That's from this pasuk. Okay. Tassel and Beis. Ma Beino Lishmarim Shalgai. So the Gemara is asking a difference between Nesach wine and wine sediments of Avar Nazara. So, either Shmarim Shalgai, if it's sediments of a guy, Shema Eino Nasur, Manoy, are they not Asur? Of course they're Asur. But sediments that have become dry, they are not subject to any iser because they're all dried out. So why isn't it true of the wine, the nesach wine in collyrium? Why don't you say that it should be like the sediments that are dry? That's the question. Why isn't wine in collyrium of Avodah Zarah like the sediments? Just like the sediments are mutter, so too the wine of the collyrium should be mutter. The Gemara doesn't answer the question. And the Marfolda says it doesn't answer it because it wasn't necessary to answer it. The answer is so obvious. I believe it's Marfolda, yeah. Let's see where it is inside. Volom Mishani Al Zaklom. You see where it's in the middle of the page, right next to the Ha'aris. See where right next to the gray bar on 9b1. You see in the middle there? Volom Mishani Al Zaklom. The Gemara doesn't answer anything over here. The end of the question, it's not a question. There, after 12 months, it's completely dried out. There's nothing, it's like dust. It's completely dried out, so that's why it's mutter. Mashain came by calorium, it has some lachluchis, and that, it's an obvious answer. It's unusual to find this kind of a, you know, where the Gemara doesn't bother answering it because the answer is so obvious. Okay. Now, we said in the Mishnah, Ksivul Halon, Patman of Mai, that from Kaziv northwards, it is part from Dmai, we said, because it's from the lands that were only Nechmash El Mitzrayim, not only Bavel, and there's no Kiddush over there. And I sent down a map where you see where Kaziv is. Kaziv Atzmo Mahi, what about Kaziv itself? The Gemara says it's also Pater. Tani Kaziv Atzmo, Pater Menad Dmai. That's the city itself is also Pater. Now, we're going to go talk now about two cities. One is Sor and one is Sidon. So, the Gemara, when it's going to present it, it's going to, the Gemara is making an assumption. Let's see, where does he say it? What?
Sidon is south of
trying to see where it says the relationship of the two cities. Where's the footnote that says the relationship?
Second
paragraph. Sidon was located on the eastern coast, north of Eretz Yisrael, and Tzur, that was located still further north, okay? So, in the way he presents it here, it's not like the map I sent you out. If you look at the map I sent you out, you'll see it's the opposite. That Tzur is north. I'm sorry, Sidon is further north than Tzur. It's Kziv, Tzur, and Sidon, if you look at the map. So the maps don't match this, and that's what he quotes later on from Reb Chaim Kanievsky Derech HaMunah in the brackets. But let's not worry about that right now. Let's just look at what the Gemara is trying to say here. So the issue here is that we're trying to decide based on the geographical location and the place or the manner in which it is transported or stored to decide where did this produce come from. Did it come from outside Eretz Yisrael or does it come from inside Eretz Yisrael? So the Gemara is just going to give us some rules and we just have to accept them. So it says, Halokeach min hameres b'tzur, if you have a caravan of donkey drivers in Tzur, or min hamigares b'tzidon, you have a storehouse in Sidon, chayiv, that's subject to demai. But if it's the other way around, if it's min hamigares b'tzur, if it's a storehouse in Tzur, or hameres in Sidon, then it's potter. Because apparently, based on the manner in which this is being transported or stored, that will determine what normally would happen with this produce, whether it's being transported from outside Eretz Yisrael or not. And also it's true even if it's a single donkey in Tzur, then the rule is that it would be like the storehouses of Tzur, it's subject to the Mai, because the donkey driver won't travel long distance alone, so therefore it's considered we would consider that he's probably getting it from close by. Okay? So now the Gemara, it's kind of like the way the Gemara explains it. This is like a question on that kind of like ridicules the previous psak. So if you have a single donkey driver, or here he has a caravan of donkey drivers, and they go to Tzur through Kaziv. So we said in the Mishnah that Kaziv is Pater, right? We just finished saying Kaziv, the city itself, is Pater. And that's the southernmost point here. So you have Kaziv first, then you're gonna have Sidon, and then you have Tzur, right? So whatever. They're north, regardless of what the order is, but it's north of Kziv. Now Kziv we know is Putter. So when they get to Kziv, if they were to sell it there, it's Putter from the Mai. So what happens when that donkey driver goes to Tzur, right? Before we just said, we said if you buy from the donkey tribes in Tzur, we said Chayiv, you're Chayiv in the Mai. But when he was going into Kziv, if he would have stopped there, he would have been Putter. So what sense does that make? You're Putter here, and then you go further north, you become Chayiv? That's the Gemara's... so Asa Chami, Ilo Om Dolom Kziv, Ptura, it would have been Putter, Asher Shinuch Salat Tzur Chayevis. It doesn't make any sense. So the status of it must be that once it hits Kziv and it's Putter, it remains Putter regardless of it, where it goes.
Why don't he answer that? One is talking about an individual donkey driver, one is talking about a caravan.
Well, the question is, let's suppose you had a caravan. Let's use the case of the caravan. If you had a caravan that went through Kziv, and they stopped and they sold their stuff, it would have been Putter. Because we're in Kziv. Kziv is Putter and Admai. Now we continue on, travel further down the road, another 10 miles down the road, and we hit Tzur, or whatever it was. We hit Tzur. So now you're going to become Chayev?
How do you know that the stuff that was in Kziv was originated there? Yeah, this moving caravan.
I'm giving you, we're giving you the case. I'm not having a suffix about it. I'm giving you an example. If you had such a caravan traveling north, what would be the din?
That's what? That is what the Gemara is asking.
That's why the Gemara feels this is ridiculous. So I think if I recall correctly, just one second. Let me just look at the Gra here. Let's take a look at the first wide line of the Gra. Actually, the last thin line. We'll start from there. The Gemara is asking a question. The Chamor is going to Tzur, going through Kziv. Pashta, ilu amdo park of Kziv, if it would stand and unload in Kziv, haya patalar abon, it would be patar. The Akshav shenaseya lahalon me eretz, lechutz laretz, and even though he's going further away from Eretz Yisrael, he's going towards chutz laretz, even further north, shabola Tzur, chayiv, bitmiya, b'koyi b'kusha. So this, the Gemara doesn't understand how this can be. All right. Whatever. Next case is Chalas Am Ha'aretz. Okay. So we said that the Chala of an Am Ha'aretz is Pater from the Mai, right? Same thing is true with Meduma. So Rabbi Yechon, if you remember, Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, we had a similar Machlokes earlier. Let's see what it says here. The same thing. That the original takana of Maestris did not apply to Chala. Because, whatever reason, they had some reason. It doesn't say it here. There's in footnote 13, they bring all kinds of different theories as to why the Chacham didn't want to include things which were Kaddish. Some say it's because it was a mitzvah. The Tosfos Yontif has... wanted to make it easier for the Kohanim. Different reasons why, but whatever the reason is, Rabbi Yechon holds it, Bechla was not in the original Takana. Now, Amar Baishia and Baishia disagreed. Amas Kachamalov, he said the reason why it's Patra is because the Amaretz has a certain Ema for Kaidesh. So you have Kala, you have, it's something which. He's not going to give him something that doesn't. He hasn't been misakinit. Where it says v'chalas am ha'aretz, I'll die to the paishia v'chalas am ha'aretz himas nisa. So now we're going to say a nafkamina. We're going to say two nafkaminas between Rabbi Yechonon and Rabbi Paishia. let's say we have Chala, the Nama Oris, is being mafresh.
According to Rav Oshi, he has to give.
Let's see.
He has to give from Chala, right?
According to Rav, in this case, the Chala of an Amo Aretz. One second, let's work this out. So, the Chala of an Amo Aretz himself was Mafresh. The dough was already Kaidesh while still in his possession. So you can assume he took the Maishas off of it because he has the Ema of the Kaidesh on it. And that's why it's Pater. But, Aval, next page, Aval Yud, Aval Chaver, Shalokach, Iso, Me'am Ha'aretz, V'hifr Shalasa, if the Chaver bought the dough, and then the Chaver was Mafresh the Chala from the dough, so even though it's the Chala of an Amo Aretz, per se, because it was originated as dough of the Amo Aretz, but the Maisa, it wasn't Chala at the time, it was in his Rishus. So therefore, there was no Ema at that time. Since there was no Ema at that time, you're going to be chayav to be mafresh tnai from that chala, according to Rabbi Yishia. About Rabbi Yochanan, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, he had da. It's the same thing. That chachamim were never geyser; they exempted the mai, which was kaddish altogether. Okay. There's another difference coming up. Oh, wait, we'll save that for tomorrow. I want to wish a special mazel tov to Dov for the upcoming marriage of his children.